The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said, replied, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven since she had shown great love. For the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "Her many sins have been forgiven, and she has shown great love." So you can imagine, it's not mechanic for forgiveness of sins. Not just to confession, it's like the washing machine. It's not that. It's what, whether your heart is changed, or you want to change, or go to that direction. If you don't want, it's a mechanically come to confessional. If you're not changing, the grace cannot enter because your heart is closed. An open heart means love the Lord immensely. This woman is considered, she's a sinful woman. But the way she behaves is a kind of contrition towards the Lord. It's a very humble thing to kiss the feet of the other. Even use a hair to wipe the feet of others. is a humble soul. That's why it's so important to be humble towards the Lord and towards one another. That's how we make our heart open. If you are not humble enough, your heart is still closed. And the grace of God cannot enter. That's very simple thing. You don't need the great theology to understand this. Jesus' teaching is very simple. You with your heart, an open heart. Open heart to serve one another. Open heart to pray. Understanding that whatever we trust in the Lord and that requirement. That's why Jesus was teaching Sister Faustina the simple word, Jesus, I trust in you.